Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. We're in the operations area here. The NHC clock has 3 o'clock Eastern. It's time for the latest update on Hurricane Dorian. So let's take a look at satellite. Really starting to look like what you would see normally in a textbook for a hurricane. And that's important to realize because it is starting to continue to strengthen as we see the latest readings, 115 miles an hour. So it's reached Category 3 strength, moving northwest at 10 miles an hour. But you can see the eye and you can see some of that intense convection around that eye. But you can also see some of these rain bands starting to form. And we often like to show those because you don't necessarily just concentrate just on the center. You can get a lot of rainfall, a lot of impacts well away from the center. You're also seeing these high-level clouds, some of that air coming out the top of that storm. So all these are indicators from the NOAA satellite that we can put together to help us out with that intensity forecast, including the aircraft data from the hurricane hunters, just heroes out there flying into the center, giving us this information. So let's look at the track. Not much has changed with the track. We still have that slow movement towards the end, and really you got hurricane force winds stretching out about 25 miles from the center, and the tropical storm force winds about 105 miles away from the center. So not just the center, there's impacts well outside of that. So with time, we're still forecasting the Category 4 hurricane, 140 miles an hour or so to reach the Florida coast. But before that, the Bahamas and the islands in the northern Bahamas getting a lot of impacts from this storm, from the rain, from the wind. But here's what happens. With time, we reach the coastline of Florida. And a lot of times what happens is when they make the turn, they like to slow down before they make that turn. And that's what's happening here, slowing down and moving north. Let's look at these points. That right there is 8 a.m. Monday. This right here is 8 a.m. Tuesday. This right here is 8 a.m. Wednesday. That's slow. That's a long time to keep getting the rain. That's a long time to keep getting those winds. And that just compounds the impacts here. And also the storm surge, 50% of fatalities historically from the storm surge. So that is a big factor here. A typical Category 4 could produce storm surge greater than 10 feet. So we got to watch that with time. Let's look at that timing here. Timing is always very important with these storms because you got to know when to wrap things up and your preparedness. Here's the Florida coastline. Some of those tropical storm force winds, that's what this is, the arrival of those tropical storm force winds getting here on Monday, even Sunday night, you can start getting some of them reach the coast. And then inland with time during the day on Monday and even on Tuesday, moving to the northern part of the state, you got to wrap things up by the time those winds get there. So you have today, tomorrow, you got a little time on Sunday before those impacts get here. Tropical storm force winds, that means it's just too dangerous to be outside. The other part of this, we talked about the storm surge, we talked about the winds, rainfall. The slower the storm, the more the rainfall. 6 to 10 inches possible, even 10 to 15 or greater in some places. And remember, depending on the track, this can slide in different directions. So you got to be careful, listen to the latest forecast, and always listen to the latest impacts that we have. This has been Ken Graham here at the National Hurricane Center.